The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Oliville, and Eric Bickle.
Who is this?
It's 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, it's really good.
Canadian
haven't heard
band.
It from 20
we had
years,
him on. But... We had him on live.
Yeah. 3 Days Grace, yeah. One of my faves.
Yeah, they were not happy.
Very good. Good choice, Valdez. Tree play at all times.
That's I hate everything about you. I love Animal I've Become.
It's very good.
That's a sell.
They got some hits.
Yeah.
A week ago, we were on stage at the Tally Ho for 106.7 The Fan Live. Mm-hmm. And one of the bits that we did was we had the Kevin Sheehan audio. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sheehan saying that, paraphrasing, he was pretty confident a name change was coming. That kind of reinvigorated Cakes a week ago, where Cakes had lost his swagger.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it was like he became this. He became this 1,000-pound gorilla, started flexing his muscles. Like, the name change is happening.
I think something in my pants moved when I heard Kevin Sheehan.
And then that got checked.
He had an inside guy that was telling him that something was going to happen. Right.
Then that got shut down a couple days later when Josh had his press conference.
Depressing.
And again, paraphrasing, but he said, going forward, they're going with the brand, right? They're going with it.
Yeah.
And that Commanders is here to stay. When somebody asked him,
it was very convincing. He said, yes. I believe his exact quote was, yes, yeah, we're going with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I mean.
But the question was, is Commanders here to stay? And
right.
He said, yes, yeah,
right.
Or yeah, yes, whatever the order was. But that still doesn't kill a large portion of the fan base who believe those are just empty words, EB.
Yeah, I
it
know.
Doesn't matter them. So last night, Josh Harris was attending the NFL Honors at the Super Bowl, and an intrepid reporter came up to him and asked these questions, and this is what Josh said yesterday.
I think it's time to move on. Commanders is important in our culture and our building and football, and it's time to move on.
I feel like people are excited about the jersey colors, though.
We're gonna go back to our brand, man. We have a great brand.
All right, thanks so much.
Back, great history. See ya.
He's just a mush mouth.
Okay, so let's break it down.
You know, they have a confusing brand.
Okay.
Their brand is very confusing.
It's a little bit confusing.
But I'm very confused.
Let's take the first half.
All right,
the first half was about the name Commanders.
The name's not
he
going
said,
anywhere.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. Yes.
He has said now a few times that Commanders mean something in the building,
mean something to the players.
Yeah.
I bet all my money on it's not changing.
Yes.
I got all my money. Sorry, guys. It's not changing. That's decided.
Yes.
The second part where he's being a little mushy is just that they are trying to thread the needle a little bit, and I think there's been some dissatisfaction with the colors because they're a little different. Then when he says the brand, they're talking about going back to the burgundy and gold.
Yes.
That thing. Maybe they're going to get some sort of logo back.
Because you're right. When I look at that.
Changing the name.
You pointed to the Jonathan Allen jersey, which is in the studio.
Looks like a Cardinals jersey.
It doesn't look like the Redskins colors that we grew up with.
It looks nothing like
those jerseys. It looks almost exactly like a Cardinals jersey.
Yeah, it's just a little off. So I think they're going to get away from that little off stuff and go back to burgundy and gold. But the Commanders is here to stay. I'm convinced.
Cakes, no your reaction?
Just, I mean, I've,
you're
I've
pretty
lost,
steadfast.
I'm losing this argument. I mean, it's hard for me to go out there and wave the flag for a new name when
he's not going to go off of it, though.
No, you're not going to go off of it. When the owner comes out twice within a week and says, we're moving on.
We got to move on.
We're going with
we
it.
We got to move on. He's sick of it.
I guess I have to believe him.
Yeah. They're moving on.
You're not going to be flexing your muscles like you were last week.
No, I'm going to lay dormant on the name because it looks like it's going to stay. But if it does, if he does pull the okey-doke, three or four years down the road, I will claim victory.
Sure.
But I'm not.
You know,
I'm not
I'll even let you
it.
Do that. I'll even let you claim victory.
Well, I should. It will be a huge, huge life win.
They're not changing the name. They're going with the name. The second part, he's just talking about going back to Burgundy and Gold and maybe trying to mimic some of the older jerseys.
Right.
Which is fine.
Which is what you should do.
But they're not changing the name. Just not changing the name. The other thing is,
I'm 100% with you. To me, it's another nail in the coffin. To me, the previous thing was ball game. It's over. But, I mean, it's social media. I mean, hundreds of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm not giving up. We hate this name.
He could nip it in the bud and have people stop asking him if he'd be more definitive about it. Like, if somebody came up to him and said, you changing the name? He can look at him and say, we are never changing the name. We're sticking with Commanders
forever. You know
who
also did that? Dan Snyder. We're never changing the name. We're sticking with
Right. But if he's really resolute about the name, just end
it. Hold
up.
How is he not definitive? Can you play it again?
It's not that it's
Can you play that again, Valdez?
I think it's time to move on. Commanders is important in our culture and our building and football, and it's time to move on.
I feel like people are excited about the jersey color.
It's time to move on. It's pretty simple.
It's almost like he doesn't
want to talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it, and he doesn't love it either, but it's time to move on.
I know.
There's bigger fish to fry.
I agree with
him. That's all he's saying. He's not saying, I love Commanders. God, give me so much Commanders. He's just saying, it's time to move on. You know, there's fish.
That's not a no. It just means it's time to move on from talking about it.
Maybe.
And keeping that issue at the forefront. It's
not going anywhere.
But he was asked before that, his Commander's here to stay, and you don't like it. He said, whatever.
Right.
But he can't. Very noncommittal.
What's he
going to
do? I don't get it.
I just told you what he could do. I told you exactly what he could do.
But it's the same thing.
You're not listening.
I am. It's just...
He's just a mushy.
He's not. He's not very convincing, in my opinion.
I just think he's just kind of a mushy.
But again, I'm a holdout for the name change. So I'm part of an irrational group. I'm not aware. Trust me, I know.
I mean, here's one argument in your favor potentially. Is that he's just saying this because. To get any financing and everything, they don't want anything to get in the way where people think potentially they might go back to Redskins, which could affect the whole stadium and financing and everything. And that once they get all that secured, then maybe he would maybe open up the door. But he wants to give the appearance, this is what a buddy of mine was telling me in the business community, that he wants to give the appearance of being definitive about it.
Right.
So that there's no issue with stadiums and naming rights and all this stuff.
If that's the case, then he's being a savvy businessman by doing that.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe that is his
move. Maybe that's what he's doing. But
it's a lot of it is that his words don't match up with what the things that he's doing. Like, is the brand important or not?
Burgundy and Gold is important. That's part of the brand. That's a huge part
like
of the brand.
It sounds like he just wants.
He says, we got a great brand, man.
Yeah.
He just wants to couple.
Commanders
he just,
is not part
yeah,
of
the brand is Commanders.
Yeah.
He wants to couple Commanders with the old
maybe
Burgundy and Gold.
Maybe he's saying,
that's what he wants.
He's also tying himself to Quinn and Peters. He can't say the name Stan without saying culture and building. He says it every single time.
Right.
He's attaching himself to the coaches because the coaches don't want to deal with it either. And they're like, it's great. We don't want to deal
with
it.
But I think it's beyond the coaches. I think it's probably the front office people, salespeople, everybody in the building.
That's
right?
How he's always been. If you go to his very first press conference from 2 years ago, or it's not actually his very first press conference 2 years ago, the press conference he did with Adam Peters, he used the word alignment 9 times. Mm-hmm. He's big on everything lining up together throughout his culture.
That sounds like a smart way to do business. I don't have a problem with that. He wants everybody on the same page. Don't you want that if you're running a business? Makes sense.
It just doesn't say the name's permanent to me. It just says Adam Peters likes the name and doesn't want to deal with it.
I like that you're
Dan
kind
Quinn
of on my
likes
side,
the name.
Drab.
We're a new group in here. We're doing our own thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with the name change.
So let's just spread out what you're saying. Let's go with it.
What I'm saying is if Dan Quinn's not here in 4 or 5 years, the name will change. What I'm saying.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be even less of an issue in 4 or 5 years.
Of course it'll be less.
We're going to be further away from it. You're going to be more sort of tied to it, more committed to it, just less of an issue.
More of these people
just
that hate it are going to donk off, to be quite honest.
You know, how many
you know everybody that I tweet, and a couple people have shot back and said that I was wrong, but people that are hung up and won't buy into what Josh is telling you, that it's over. And go, I hate the name, blah, blah, blah. And I just shoot back as how old, I was like, I bet you're over 40. They're all over 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're hypocritical because those are the same people that are going, let's go, Commanders.
Of course they are.
Let's go. We love the Commanders. And tell them to shut up. Just zip it. God, they're so annoying.
No, I just
think
that, let's just say that that is, that your theory is correct, that Josh is tied to these guys, that they lose for a couple years, they fire Adam, they fire Quinn, then they bring in a new coach. A new coach is not going to want to deal with a name.
They may not have a choice if it's like a Liam Cohen.
If the name ever changes, if it's a big if, it's dovetailing perfectly the timeline with the opening of the new stadium. You put it on the back burner forever. Yeah. You just put it back there. You say, we're not going to worry about this for now. But then when you unveil the new stadium, then you unveil the new name.
Why wouldn't you say that then? Why wouldn't you say, just be honest, say, you know what, it's something we'll revisit in maybe a decade. Let me just...
Well, that just lets it linger. He doesn't want to do it. He just wants to squash it for now. And then if he's going to redo the name, it'll be when the stadium
opens. I think
opens.
The further he gets away from it, the less
we can
he's
extend
gonna,
this
he's
for five
be
more years.
Obsessed with it.
JP, if he's just waiting for people to die off, like you keep saying, why are they going back to burgundy and gold uniforms? If it doesn't matter, if nothing in the past matters, why are we so obsessed with going to RFK?
It is a big part of the team, and going, the burgundy and gold.
And going back to the old uniforms. If everybody's just like Dylan and 14 years old and that's the only people that matter, people that have $5 in their wallet, why are we going back to the old uniforms?
Happy birthday to Dylan, who turns 18 on Sunday.
Look at that.
There's a new generation of fans. And look, new merch works. Every teams that have iconic names and brands change their uniforms to make more money. Mm-hmm. They tweak it. He grew up a fan of the Redskins. He grew up going to RFK. He was hanging out with fans after the win against Detroit in the bars, talking about how he went to the game in 1992. Against the Lions at RFK the last time they hosted an NFC championship.
Smashed
so
them.
He knows, personally, he would want to move the name back. He's not going to do it. But what can he do? He could tweak the uniforms to go back to the uniforms that he grew up with.
Yeah, it's just an easy thing to cling to.
On Monday, JP said, why would they change anything? They have the number one selling jersey.
Yeah.
And now he's saying something different.
That's a name. Why would they change the name?
No, you said they weren't changing the uniforms. Because they have Jaden Daniels selling jerseys.
Well, Jaden Daniels is going to be on any uniform.
Of course.
I don't think JP said they weren't going to change the uniform.
No, he didn't want them to. He said you don't need to change anything. He said 100 times.
I didn't say I didn't want them to.
I don't know that he said that. Maybe. I don't know that he said that regarding the uniforms.
Uniforms change all the time. I brought up the Mets changing their uniforms. As far as I know, they've been the Mets the whole time. My whole life, they've been the Mets.
They have been the Mets. Yes, that's correct. Jason loves name change talk. He's a big fan.
Well, the reason why we're talking about it is because he was asked about it again.
Yeah.
And Drav, and I guess all the people in the comments think he's left the door open. In my mind, he did not leave the door open.
I thought it was another nail in the coffin.
He's going to say the same thing every time he's asked.
It's time to move on.
He's going
to
say the same thing every time he's asked.
At some point, he's going to get pissed. At some point, he's going to tell the reporter, stop asking me about the name. Well, I'm tired of answering your questions.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know if he's not a
yeah, I don't think like he's that. I don't think he's jerked that way.
I just think the further you get away from it, listen, the other part of the equation, again, we've talked about it a million times, is if there was an obvious answer that and the only obvious answer is go back to Redskins, which we all would love, but I think from a business standpoint and everything else, it's just implausible. Anything they come up with, there's no
home run.
Red Hogs
is the home run.
Everything you come up with, people are going to bitch about. Jason might like Red Hogs. Cakes might like Armada or Gold or whatever.
Drabby
might like Monuments. It's just a whole new can. There's no obvious answer.
Right.
So that's why the simplest thing to do is just stick with this one. It's good enough. We had the top-selling jersey. We're just rolling.
And let's cross that bridge when we come to it on the new stadium.
Maybe. Why?
It might happen. It might not. I'd put it at 10% now.
But why? I know.
Because he's all because the media won't stop asking him.
No, I know, but why would he even?
They're going to ask him all the way until the new stadium's open.
That's kind of just
the beaten down perspective, like he is when we talk about this.
They never stop asking.
it's a beaten down perspective.
To me, I don't understand why that thing seems to be some sort of obvious opening as a time to do that. The new stadium's 10 years away. You're going to be 10 years involved in that name, 10 years of fans you've built up. It's just not going to change.
You may be right.
It can't be 10 years away. It's got to be
probably 2030.
Six.
I think they're targeting 30.
Right.
Not 30 years, 2000.
Full 5 years.
Yeah.
To me.
But I guarantee you those dumb effers in the media are going to ask him in 2030 when they're opening the new stadium.
To me,
are you going to change the name, Josh?
To me, he's dismissing it as best as he can when he says it's time to move on. And then when someone asked him, as they did last week, is it safe to say that Commanders is here to stay? I don't think he equivocated. He said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Ball game, BB. I'm with you.
You're a rational human being. I just don't see the. And I also know that there's no obvious solution. The nebulous, any name is better, that's not the answer.
Travis, we're going to be so
completely
pumped,
logical.
So pumped when it happens. We're going to be
5 years. We'll get our revenge.
2030, baby.
We got a great brand.
There's logic and reason, and then there's emotions. You're hanging on to your emotions.
Similar to the Bullets Wizards thing, where I know I'm the only one that actually will say I've grown to like the name Wizards. It's fine. I can make a basketball connotation out of it. But it's very similar where people resisted. They hated. No one's pushing for a name change for the Wizards anymore. People have accepted. They don't like it.
Well, it's been 30 years.
Right, but they've accepted it. They don't love it.
2 years after that, they probably were.
Speaking of the Wizards, let's get into their flurry of moves. There was another move yesterday.
That's right, my guy Will Dawkins.
I mean, tonight when we do the show, we're going to need to look at that depth chart. We're not going to recognize some of the guys who were on the team.
Yeah,
we'll tackle that next. Here are the Junkies. All right, so last Friday we had the head coach of the Wizards on, Brian Keefe. At that time, they only had 6 wins. They've actually reeled off 3 wins. Remember, tonight, you can watch us on Monumental Sports 2. We'll be having fun on the Altcast. Check that out. But it's an entirely different Wizards team now because they did what we expected them to do, right? They traded some of their vets.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was Kyle Kuzma. He goes to Milwaukee. Then they trade Jonas Valanciunas. We knew he was a rental whenever they picked him up in the offseason. There was some sort of rule they couldn't trade him until a certain point in time. And the trades continued. So here's kind of a recap of who is now on the team and what they received who they lost.
Yeah, give up who they lost because...
All right, so they lost Kuzma.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
They lost Valanciunas.
Right.
Marvin Bagley, who EB says he didn't even remember was there.
I had forgotten. He had missed 21 straight games.
Yeah.
He played a total of 19, and he averaged 4 points a game.
Jared Butler was drafted
ahead of Luka Doncic.
He was drafted 2 overall. He was a really good college player, mm-hmm. and he can't play because he's not a stretch, so he can't go out there and hit threes. He's kind of phased out with how the new NBA is
it's kind of a dinosaur, like his playing style.
I think there are some guys.
When he was in Sacramento, he was 15 mm-hmm. and 10 or 15 and 9. I mean, he was pretty good, but those days are over.
I think there are some guys that don't necessarily shoot threes, but he's maybe not big enough to guard like real centers, whatever. They moved on from Marvin Bagley. They got rid of Jared Butler. And say goodbye to Johnny Davis.
Yep.
That was Tommy Shepard's. Was that his final first-round pick?
Might have been. That's not a great legacy to leave.
So they lose five
players. One of his worst.
They also dealt away 5 second-round picks.
Yes.
But they acquired another first-rounder because that's what they wanted to do.
They acquired multiple first-rounders.
Yes.
I'm just saying in the most recent trade.
So in the players that they've added, in the Kuzma deal, they bring back Chris Middleton. All right, he's not part of the long-term plan. None of these guys are part of the long-term plan, except for maybe A.J. Johnson.
Right.
So they added A.J. Johnson, who was drafted this year, 25th, I believe, maybe 26th, mm-hmm. whatever. Marcus Smart, who was with the Celtics for a long time now. He's kind of bouncing around the league.
9 years, and then he got traded. He was with Memphis, but he hurt his finger, and he hadn't played since December 21st. So.
Colby Jones and Alex Len.
He a terp.
Second stint with the Wizards.
Yeah, he back.
And they added a...
I'll be honest, I barely remember his first stint with the Wizards.
Yeah, Jason mentioned it.
How many games did he play in a Wiz uniform?
Almost a year.
53.
Who's is this?
Alex Len.
Yeah, he's back.
Utterly forgettable stint as a Wizard for me. Wow.
Len Sanity.
Let's bring it back.
I mean, he's an okay big. And then they did add a first-round pick in this upcoming draft and a first-round pick in 2026.
All right, so
and
how many first-round picks do we have this year? Do you know off the top
two.
Of your head?
I believe two.
We'll have the first, and then, presumably,
top five.
I'm on realgm.com, and it's like... You need like a degree from Harvard to keep up with all of the different permutations and the pick swaps. Yeah. And then
some are conditional, right? Like one of these first round picks that they received, it may not go to them if it's a top eight. I forget. There's something about a top eight protection.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to lose one of their picks if it's not in the top eight.
In 2025, they have their first and pick 11 to 30 to New York. Via Houston to Oklahoma City.
So their pick is going to New York.
From what this says.
So then
yes.
They only have one first round pick.
Correct.
I thought they had two.
It's hard to decipher. Like, so I don't
does
know
that, does that include does the one they just got?
I guess they owed
New York a pick.
And maybe that's not including what they just got.
I was with K because I was a little confused on the pick deal, like because some of it seems very conditional.
Right.
But overall, they're trying to acquire picks and
they got
free
one
up
this
space.
Year. How many do they have next year? How many firsts do they have next year?
In 2026?
Yes.
I think you would say two, but one of them I think is conditional.
Okay.
That depends on where they finish in the standings, where the other team finishes in the standings.
Okay.
Whatever.
There's something going on with the Knicks. I don't know what that combination is, but they might have two next year.
Do you like the overall direction? I would say yes, but I'm kind of with EB that it's going to take a lot longer than I thought.
Oh, yeah. This is.
I mean,
yeah.
Did you guys?
They're
think
just getting young.
Did you guys
just bringing
think
it in young.
Happen in a year or two?
No, I thought three.
I thought maybe 3 to 5 years, and
I've always thought 4 to 5 years of a rebuild is what you're looking at.
I just don't see the rebuild.
I mean, how long did it take OKC to rebuild?
Probably 4 or 5 years.
I don't know.
That's his blueprint. That's Will Dawkins. That's his template.
Understand.
But you have to. They hit a home run. They hit a grand slam with SGA. Right. You got to hit a grand slam with Sar or Coulibaly.
Yeah. Right. It's just there's so much luck involved.
No, maybe not a grand slam, but you certainly got to. Those guys got to become legit. If they're not stars, all stars,
frontline NBA starters, they've
gotta
at a minimum.
They've got to be legit, productive players that are going to be here.
By the way, it didn't take that long for OKC, and this is why I didn't think it was going to take 4 or 5 years. So OKC obviously was excellent for a while, led by Kevin Durant. They had James Harden. Who am I missing? Who was their third star? I'm forgetting a basic. But Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, yeah.
All right. So they made it to the NBA Finals at one point. Then they were kind of a consistent playoff team, but they were losing in the first round. So for 4 straight years, they lost in the first round, but had winning seasons all in the 40 range. So 47 wins, 48 wins, 49 wins.
And then they blew it up.
Yeah. 2020, 22 and 50, 2021, 24 and 58. By the way, never as bad as this team.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst they were was 24 and 58.
All right, so it took them 3 years.
Then the next season, they were 40 and 42, close to 500.
But they hit a grand slam with SGA.
And then last season, 57 and 25. So they never really had this type of pain. And the pain that they had only lasted 2 seasons.
Yeah, I just think...
To me, this is the second season of the pain. Or are you calling this the first season?
I mean, they haven't really done anything. But, I mean, you can go the old route, the old-fashioned route. You attract free agents. You make trades. I mean, that's what the Lakers are doing.
Yeah, I think you got to put the Lakers as separate from everybody else.
Not,
like the couple iconic
the
franchises. Like, they don't want to be... I think you don't want to be Detroit, right? Detroit has been in this rebuild, it seems like, for 5 or 6 years, and they're finally getting decent. But to me, you want it to go a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I tend to be impatient. I was surprised last year they traded Denny. I thought Denny was part of the
future.
But
this is they just got here. Yeah. Dawkins just got here. You know what
Wasn't
I mean?
This his second season?
That's what I'm saying. Just got here.
Year two.
You got to let him work. You got to give him 4 or 5 years.
I know, but it's just, I didn't know that they were actually going to be worse.
They, you know what? They might not have thought they would be this bad either. Which kind of
pretty good
kinda,
idea.
I don't think they would have thought it would be 9-41.
By the way, there's no difference if you win 13 or 14 games and you win 22 games. Like, to me, who cares? You still suck.
If you win 22 games, you're not drafting. You're not going to draft in the top three,
like,
probably.
I mean, JP was hyping it up like, oh, they're 22 and whatever. And to me, that's 8 or 9 games. It doesn't matter. You're still
that's fair. I'm just saying
the dregs
it. I'm just saying to say that it took OKC 4 or 5 years is inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. All right,
they really turned it around in 3 years.
Okay, again, I'll say it for the 100th time. They hit a grand slam with one of their players. So if Washington could hit a grand slam with Sarr or Coulibaly, it won't take as long. But it doesn't look like that.
No, I mean, they could draft another Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, I mean, but if you
let's hope that doesn't happen.
But maybe some of, you know, the AJ Johnsons of the world turned out to be like, you know, legit starters. And then if you have Sarr and Coulibaly, they turn into really good players. Let's just say they get lucky and they get draft Cooper Flagg and he's a really good player. Well, then you got 3 legit young players. Mm-hmm. And you're starting 5.
All right. Let's go real quick to Brian. He's calling from Texas. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Hello, Brian.
Great. How are you, Brian? What's going on?
Hey, first of all, I'm an OG P1 from June 1997.
Very cool.
So I wanted to say thank you to you guys for 27 and a half years.
Thank you.
Thanks. When'd you move to Texas?
About 7 years ago for a job opportunity.
All right. Go ahead.
What's up?
So I want to publicly renounce my Cowboys fandom after 45 years. And I want to ask EB to baptize me into Commanders fandom.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, you've been
why have you given up? So you were a Cowboys fan that lived here in the D.C. area, which is kind of reprehensible, but there are a lot of you. And then you moved out there. Why are you bailing? You don't like Brian Schottenheimer?
I became a Cowboys fan in 1979 when my family moved to a place called Hahn Air Force Base in West Germany. And we had one English language TV station that only played the Cowboys because
all right,
they
fair
were
enough,
at the time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Why do you want to renounce now?
You were subjected to Cowboys propaganda at a young age, and you didn't have any other alternative.
Yeah, okay. But that's fair. Yeah. Why he became a fan. You're traveling, your Air Force bases, whatever. I get it. All right, so why do you want to renounce?
Because I have no hope as a Cowboys fan. I watched Jerry Jones's press conference after the Schottenheimer hiring. It is clear he has no intention of doing anything different. And when he dies, his son will inherit the team, Steven.
Right.
And the Cowboys in the last 24 of 29 seasons have either not made the playoffs or have won one game. They have won nothing of any significance in 29 years, and there is no hope for the future.
Why do you want to become a Skins fan? Now you want to jump on the Jaden bandwagon?
No, I actually, honestly, I began to become a covert fan when Kirk Cousins became the Skins quarterback.
Oh, Kirk,
because
you've been waffling for years.
Yeah, well, it's been a process. And
Valdez is screaming in my ear that you can't let him become a Skins fan.
He thinks you might be a sleeper agent.
Yeah, that's the whole point of being a fan is you ride with them thick and thin. You can't just blow. You can't just blow in the breeze and pick whatever team's the flavor of the week.
That might be true, but his point is, which is like where a lot of Skins fans got to, is that we're never going to get out of this Jones conundrum. I'm never going to get out of it. Jerry Jones has ruined the franchise. His son's going to continue to ruin it.
Right, he's trapped in it.
So
it's a cycle.
That's why a lot of Skins fans became Ravens fans. Right?
Well, I know, and I didn't let them in the club either.
Oh. Don't poison your blood with this Cowboys trash.
This guy's not a pure blood.
Who cares if he's been listening for 30 years?
Do you need pure blood? Cakes isn't pure blood, and he just got baptized.
No, Cakes was never really a diehard fan.
This guy was a cowboy. He was a diehard fan back in the day.
Being a child doesn't matter.
Take a look at the Junks TV pictures. A Hostetler jersey was his.
Wasn't a division rival, though. That's a big difference.
This is a Cowboys fan. Get rid of him. We don't want this trash. This guy will jump team in, to the next hot team in 2 years.
Jaden breaks his leg. He's up north to Baltimore.
They say that you're just a bandwagon guy, even though you claim you date back to Kirk, which is like 10 years.
Yeah, listen, I have been patient for 29 seasons. For 29 seasons, ever since Jimmy Johnson's draft and trade classes aged out, I've watched this team accomplish nothing. It has won nothing of significance in 29 years.
Do you think he has a right to change teams, or do you think he has to be tortured to be a Cowboys fan for the rest of his life?
Ask Mar. Mar is a diehard Commanders fan. Ask him what he thinks.
Don't let him on the bandwagon, man. He rolls with the enemy. Do you think he had sympathy when Dak Prescott was eating that turkey leg on Thanksgiving and they were shoving our face in the dirt? We can't just let him on now that we're silly. You know, it's always darkest before dawn. Have him, you know, hold that light.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Whatever that means.
So you guys don't want to, listen, I don't obviously don't feel as strongly as you guys do. I don't care either way. But you guys don't want him to be Skins fan. Does he have the right, though, to pick a new team because he's given up on the Joneses?
He can go be a Jaguars fan.
You don't care about that.
Go. He's trying to ride this wave.
Go root for the Panthers.
Brian, they don't want me to let you in.
Listen, I hear Valdez, and I understand the perspective that you ride or die with your team. But I am 50 years old. I turned 50 in December. And what I've realized is that life is too short to continue to devote my fandom to a team where there is no hope for the future.
All right, okay. Listen, as far as I'm concerned,
Baptize yourself.
You can be a Skins fan. These guys don't want to let you on the bandwagon.
Yeah, you know what? You can go root for the Commanders on your own, but you don't have this show's blessing.
It's not official.
Yeah.
Go talk to Chad Dukes. He'll baptize you a Titans fan.
You want to be a Titans fan?
No, God, no.
Is the only team you're considering moving to Washington?
Yes. Yeah.
How convenient. The team's in the NFC Championship game. You got a stud quarterback on a rookie deal.
Why aren't you the Eagles?
He could have said the Chiefs. He could have said the Eagles.
Go be a Chiefs fan.
Why don't you want to be an Eagles fan?
All my connections are to the Washington area. I still own a home in Alexandria.
God, you don't sound 50. You sound like you're 22.
I've been stuck here in Dallas the last 7 years. When we moved, we originally thought we'd be there no more than 3 years, but then the pandemic shut down mobility.
How are you raising your kids?
I have raised my children to be Washington area sports fans in general. I'm a huge, huge Caps fan. I used to be a season ticket holder in Section 413.
That helps.
What's their favorite football team? Don't lie.
Well, I won't lie. So my wife is from Chicago, and she has attempted to indoctrinate my son. I have a son and a daughter, and she has indoctrinated him to be a Bears fan. So
hang up on this beta.
You failed there.
Yeah.
And what about your kid? What about your daughter?
You can't let your wife do the indoctrination in the house. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You are a little bit
sometimes
of a beta.
Yeah.
Come on, you want this guy in your fan base? Yeah. This simp?
He's been beaten down
in
this
Brian,
call.
We appreciate the call, but there's no official blessing.
Brian, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine, but these guys, they don't want to let you on the bandwagon.
They're very
militant. Neither one of them are fans.
Yeah. I know, it's weird. Right,
they actually hate him.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Tough one.
Who lets the wife pick?
I mean,
that's your kids.
But I'd like to see what he does if Dallas is good next year and they win the division.
You think he'll be back?
Yeah, he'll probably be right back. Yeah.
Scheduled to join us next, our pal Neil Greenberg with some great Super Bowl plays. Keep it here. All right, a lot of people are going to be making bets for the Super Bowl. All kinds of angles. Our guy Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us to give us some recommendations.
Neil.
What's up, Neil?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Bickle,
happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Good seeing you at the Tally Ho last week, out and about.
Yeah, great seeing you guys. Yeah, I always love catching up with you all.
Oh, did I talk to you? I didn't talk to you. I didn't know he was there.
You might have missed him.
I didn't know he was there.
You offered me your pie.
Yeah, did you get a pie? That's what I was going to ask you.
No, I'm not a big silly. I don't get pies.
I'm giving you a pie. Who would have given you a pie? Eddie will make you a pie. Don't worry.
I saw him just standing in line like a regular donk. It made me think of cakes. I was walking by, shaking everybody's hands.
Yeah.
Didn't you have an event where you stood in the line like spring break party or something?
My own event. What am I doing?
Why are you standing in the line?
Idiotic.
Anyway, we want to talk Super Bowl with you. Do you have a strong lean in the game? Let's just start with the game overall.
Are you going to be there? Are you going down?
No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
My lean for the game, and the only bet I really think that's worth making, is Eagles -2.5 or -6.5.
Love it.
I think that they've been the better team during the regular season. I know the Kansas City Chiefs have this, unquantifiable swagger where the regular season for them doesn't really matter, and they just chug through the playoffs and end up winning the title. But I just don't think there's going to be a lot of value there. I think the value is on Eagles, and I think it's on an alt spread. So I personally am going that route.
Yeah, I like the Eagles money line +102, and then I would love that to lay 2.5. What's the number on 2.5? You know,
I've seen it like plus. I think it was like a +120.
+125. Yeah, I see.
What do you?
Think that's a better value. If you think that the Eagles are going to win,
yeah, they're going to win by 3. Yeah,
most teams win by 3 or 7, right? Because that's just the way the NFL goes. So,
right.
I like that better than the money line bet.
Love it.
How do you go about identifying these bets? Like, which ones jump out at you? Is it literally just tingles? Like, how do you find
them? Oh, no, come on. You know me better than that.
Well, I know you have a numbers thing, but
tingles.
How do they initially jump out at you?
So what I do is I price every derivative that I can think of. So I price, first half totals, first half team totals, second half money lines, who scores first, are both teams going to score a passing touchdown, et cetera. And I do that based on similar games to the one that we're going to see. So similar favorites of 1.5 points, similar totals of 49 points, 48 points, whatever it is. So then I price all the derivatives, and then I just go shopping. So I just start looking for where I think that I have an edge. So the first thing that jumped out at me was the first quarter total of 9.5 points. I think that that's going to go over. Eagles score a touchdown on their opening drive. Each of their postseason games, they did 13 touchdowns in the first quarter of their regular season and playoff games. The Chiefs we know can score. So I think that this one here, I have the price. I have it priced pretty aggressively at over 9.5. So I took that right away.
Do you like the total for the game? 48 and a half?
I don't really have a read on the total. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game only because of the way the offenses work. But Philly's defense is really good. So I just don't have a real good feel on where the total is going to be. I've been playing some player props. Like I jumped on Travis Kelce under 65.5 receiving yards.
Okay.
As soon as it opened.
Why? Why did you jump on that?
I have his projection to be 51 yards. And the Eagles are the best pass defense against opposing tight ends. They're allowing about 38 receiving yards per game. And whenever the Chiefs have faced a top 10 pass defense like this, Kelce has been average of 50 receiving yards with half of them going under 37.5 yards. So I jumped on that Kelce under 65.5 right away.
Neil, do you like the Travis Kelce +125 anytime touchdown score? I'm surprised that's a plus number. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird. I don't know if they – I mean, Kelce gets his targets, but he's not as prolific as he has been in years past. I think that's a fine bet. I do think they're going to look for him to get in the end zone. The conspiracy theorists will say it's to get Taylor Swift on TV. But, yeah, I think anytime you have a guy that gets as many end zone looks as he does, getting a plus number for an anytime touchdown is pretty good.
Do you like Saquon? Like, to score, he's minus 190, so obviously there's no value there. But to score twice, he's plus 260.
Yeah, I would much rather play the twice. I actually also like his receiving yards over 12.5.
I thought it would be higher than that. Okay.
When I saw it, it was 12.5. I have him at 24 receiving yards. He's obviously very good at catching passes out of the backfield. And the running backs, there's been a lot of good running backs that have done 14 or more receiving yards against Kansas City. Javonte Williams, Bijan Robinson, Madison, Dobbins. I mean, you know, it's certainly possible that Barkley can get a pass and just start running.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the FanDuel offers two boosts? We haven't talked about this yet, right? They have two boosts. Right. Saquon
is no. I can tell you it's no right away.
Why?
Because you're never going to get a good boost from the odds maker. Like, there's no real reason for them to do that. But let's go through it. So,
well, isn't Barkley, it just a sales guy that adds the boost? No.
I'm sorry, say again?
Isn't it just a sales guy that throws in the boost, or no?
Well, it's a marketing thing, right? Like, yeah. they just want to draw it in. I mean, you're not going to be able to bet much money. I think it's a fun wager, but I think you're probably going to be limited.
So they have Saquon, what you can do,
but the
plus
Barkley
100.
100, you know, 100 rushing yards in Philadelphia to win.
Plus 140.
Is what, 140?
Yeah.
No good?
I don't know. I'd rather just play the alternate line and just have one leg to deal with, right? Like, again, we talked about it earlier. If Philadelphia wins, it's probably going to be by three or more. You know, you're getting plus 125 just to have to deal with one side of the equation. You know, same thing for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you know, this Philadelphia defense is really good, and you probably have to think that if they're going to win, you know, I don't know how much passing yards they're going to be able to rack up against Philly. I think the boosts are fine. I just don't normally find much value in them as a general rule.
Okay.
All right.
I defer to you.
All right, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to jump on?
I actually like Patrick Mahomes passing touchdowns under 1.5 at plus 140-ish.
Wow.
Again, you know, Eagles defense is very good. You know, if Philadelphia is going to win this game, and that's kind of been like my storyline for the game this whole time, you know, Mahomes is just not going to be as good as he is, right? They'll probably run for touchdowns as opposed to pass for touchdowns. 11 starting quarterbacks had one or zero touchdowns against the Eagles this year. Mm. And aside from Rookie of the Year Jaden Daniels, no passer threw more than two touchdowns against the Eagles all season. I like the under 1.5 at plus money.
Real quick, here's a four-way parlay. All right, alt points drop it to 37.5. Go over Eagles minus the 2.5. Barkley to score. Kelce under 60.5 receiving yards pays almost 5-1.
Yeah, and you may be able to find a boost with that too. I know a lot of odds makers are offering boosts for single game parlays.
Kind
of
like
for
that
the game. So yeah, I like that.
All right.
All right, Neil. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, all right.
See you, bro.
Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Remember, we have more tickets to give away later in the program to go see Billy Joel and Sting in concert.
Very good.
Stay tuned for that here on The Junkies.